5. So turn our attention to the PowerPoint. These are the three parcels. Of course, this big section you'll see in the zoning is the MoDOT High Road right-of-way. So this is the Hollister mixed plan development, and they really said they don't have a set plan because they're coming through with new owners with new plans. But that could have commercial, entertainment, recreation, single-family homes. It's a, what you guys went through is a planned unit development. This is what they call it, mixed plan development. And that's their zoning map. At that, I would let the applicant expand on that.
Yeah, so this piece, the owners of this parcel, or these three parcels, I think it's been in their family. I think they told me for over 100 years. They contacted us about possibly purchasing it or trying to find a way to get in, because on Highway 165 up there, it would be very difficult to get another entrance off anywhere into that property. So that's the reason they contacted us. So we talked, because we do have an entrance in. So we talked to them and came to an agreement that we would purchase that property from them, obviously contingent upon zoning. But it is, you know, it borders MoDOT. It borders a mixed-use development, which is, you know, commercial, whatever they would want to put in there. And then, of course, Branson Cove on the south side, Highway 165 on the other. So it's not bordering any residential area at all other than the ones that we've requested to rezone on Ingalls.
So based on a preliminary plan, there's no preliminary development plan?
We haven't
plan
done any planning
any
at all on it, no.
But they would come in the same way?
Pardon me?
They would come in the same way?
Well, I mean, if you could access off of, they were looking, you know, I know they looked at accessing off of 165, and that'll be extremely difficult. So yeah, that is correct. That's one of the reasons they approached us, I think.
I don't, you know, we're concerned about traffic on 5 lots and had a 3-3 vote. You know, without a development plan or something from MoDOT that's approved for improved entrance, I mean, I would have no desire to even entertain approving this. So I don't know if we want to continue to have discussion and open it up to open to more comments or feedback.
Just not much there as far as information.
Yeah. Do we have anybody that signed up for this application that hasn't spoke?
I hesitate to raise my hand. I'll get your name right this time. We'd have the same objections to this, particularly with regard to the traffic issue, and if they're planning to filter those through the existing Branson Cove development, to me, this is even worse, you know. So for that reason, I'd object to it. And on behalf of Mr. Haygood and Mr. Hershey, and I'm sure there are several other people here in the audience that feel the same way. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any discussion amongst ourselves or any more questions for the applicant? And I'll have a motion to read on this one, either approval or denial, but do we have enough information to make a motion currently for a recommendation? Yeah.
But if we had some kind of a preliminary, it'd be good if they could come up with another entrance way off of 165. Well,
it seems to me like it's a very preliminary thing. But on the other hand, I don't think we should forget that they have the right to try to do something with their property.
Sure.
And I agree with Doug and the rest of you that to get a proper road into it is going to be a problem, a bunch. And I think that when it came up to the point where if they wanted to continue further with the project, then it would have to be addressed at that time.
I'm guessing by the plat, somebody else owns the frontage up there on the north end.
Here?
That's additional right-of-way, isn't it, Scott?
That's all right-of-way, the high road.
That's right, okay. Oh, gotcha. Someday high road.
Someday.
Any more comments, questions? Information needed to get to a motion?
Did you meet with MoDOT at all to see if they would approve any entrance on that?
For this piece over here? No. No. I mean, you've probably looked at it too. I mean, I've driven it. There's no sight. I don't think there's a sight line there.
No, I can't imagine.
So I don't think they would approve anything so off of 165 at all.
And then the contours, the way it drops off.
Exactly.
Getting
yeah.
a road up to the proper elevation for.
I don't think you can. I don't see how you would get a sight line off of there, which is obviously why this owner's contacted us, because they don't have another way in.
Right.
I mean, they're basically locked in there.
Any more questions, comments? To get us to a motion. Again, this is just a recommendation to the Taney County Commission.
I understand what Dave's saying. Everybody has a right. But I just think that, I mean, okay, so we pass this along, and then none of the things that we're concerned about happen. The road, we'd have no clue, you know, 100 more units, whatever, it's a lot of property. It just seems like we don't know much. And I guess based on that, I'd make a motion to decline at this time.
Okay, we've got a motion to deny. Do we have a second? Then I read the motion. Devin gives a second. Okay, so the motion would be motion to recommend denial of application 2022-021 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Baird Mountain Properties LLC for parcels located at 18-7.0-26-000-000-006.000 and then 18-70-26-000-000-005 and 18-7.0-26-001-003-001.006 to be rezoned A1 zoning district to NR3 zoning district in the form of a resolution to the Taney County Commission. So all those in favor of denial of the application, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, I missed the second. I was writing something.
Devin,
okay. Thank you.
Okay, so August 29th is the meeting. Just for everyone in the audience, this was a recommendation. So the actual meeting will be August 29th if you would want to attend that meeting. What time?
Is it 10 o'clock? On the agenda. Well, they start pretty quick. They do just a few items, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
9 a.m.
9 a.m., August 29th. Thank you.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
And y'all can head out if you'd like, or you're welcome to stay. Okay, we have one last rezone. Rezone one parcel located at 333 Corporate Place from R21 to 2 Family District to C2 General Commercial District.
Okay, this is RZ2022-022. William Wilson is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is number 08-5.0-16-000-000-025.000, located at 333 Corporate Place, Branson. The existing property is zoned R2, 1 and 2 Family Residential District. The rezoning request is for C2, General Commercial District. As per the Taney County Assessor's information, the property is approximately 2.98 acres with no structures on the property. So looking at our PowerPoint, of course I'm zoomed out a little bit. This is the Walmart area, Branson Hills. Bee Creek runs along the east side of the road. Your parcel is highlighted. These are the apartments. So zoning wise, they did come through. It was O. They did rezone it and this parcel, which is not in this application. I think that one's the City of Branson Water District. Not City of Branson, but Water District number 3. He rezoned those two parcels to R2. There's just some pictures. I didn't get real good pictures because it's just a blank parcel, but we're looking to the southwest. That's actually Church Street. I'm close to the junction of Church Street and Bee Creek. And then I've gone to the other side, and that's pretty close to where I was sitting in the previous picture. This is the city, or the Branson School District's main office. There is a single-family home here that you can see on the other map that I'll pull up here. Which sits here. With that, I would have your applicants represent these come forward.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Carl Finkenbinder. I'm here on behalf of the applicant. I think it's fairly self-explanatory, and I don't know, Scott, if you're able, can you put the zoning, there you go, so you can see what's kind of around it. A lot of, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, but I think green is office primarily.
Mm-hmm.
That green is office around it. And then up to the north is some dark green, which is commercial, and then to the south. So it is true there is one residence, R1, just barely or just directly to the north that touches this property. But other than that, most of the surrounding area is consistent with what we're trying to do. The intention with this property is we're going to do some office warehouse, put in some office warehouse type space. And I think in terms of there being any concerns regarding traffic, while I'm no traffic engineer, office warehouse, I think currently it's zoned, currently got zoned R1 to, or it's R1 currently. R2. So a little bit higher density residential. I think that based on our intended use from what it is, our traffic would actually decrease, not increase, just in terms of the amount of traffic that would come in and out of there on a regular basis. Good access point with the road there, Church Road, for the parcel. So the entry for the development, the direct entry, would be primarily off Church Road and not